I'll be addressing what Europe would be like if the European Union didn't exist. But in order to imagine Europe without the European Union, we need to know what the European Union is about. There are many myths and misunderstandings about the nature of the enterprise, really. I'll begin by laying out essentially why the Union exists, what its key features are, before I go in to talk about, well, if we swept all of that away, what would be the alternative? Not just for the United Kingdom, but for the rest of Europe. I think we tend to think that, in this country at least, that the centre of the world, the centre of the universe is us, and that the rest of Europe is somehow irrelevant. How about Britain having the kind of relationship that Turkey has with the European Union? We always tend to talk about Norway and Switzerland because they are, of course, Northern European and wealthy states. But let us say, let's look beyond that. Essentially, I want to enlighten and perhaps provoke, which is really, I think, the object of an inaugural lecture more than anything else.
So you're going to be asking people to look at their position in Europe, actually, because you're saying that in the UK there's a bit of an arrogance about our own power.
Yes, many people in this country tend to take the view that we are too great to be the subject of this broader international order. And really, I think that I want people to imagine all the possibilities. And actually, in practical terms, what would it mean if we weren't in the European Union? Would we still be able to travel? Would we still be able to buy property at the personal level? What about trade? Would we still be able to export and import the kind of things that we're used to importing and exporting? You know, one of the things that I find striking is that we're happy with all the advantages that being part of a broader international organisation gives us, and we're not happy with other aspects, but we're not actually that clear what the other aspects are. And I think it's important to just spend 50 minutes for people to really see what, you know, is the European Union really the replacement for the Soviet Union in Europe, as some people would like us to believe? It's a scholarly but hopefully provocative approach to dealing with the problem.
There's quite a battle for people who are sort of pro-Europe just because of the misinformation that gets pushed around about the role of Europe in the UK.
There's no doubt in my mind that we, probably from the early 1960s, have lived in a context where Europe has been presented to us, not just by the Eurosceptics, people who don't like the idea of integration, but by those who we elect to govern us, who have basically failed to present Europe as actually a positive step. It has always been presented as a least worst option. We're like the crab. We move forward but going sideways. People should reflect on how it is that we've had quite Eurosceptic governments. I think most governments, most states, engage in a cost-benefit analysis. And in the round, they come to the view that it's best to be in than to be out. Our governments do not speak positively about it. One, because it's convenient to kick Europe. If we come to the view that states have limited powers in today's world, you know, which politician do you know that would stand up in front of you and say, actually, we don't have the power to do this because we are connected with others and we simply don't have the resources? You don't get elected by saying you're powerless. You might get elected by saying how awful the others are.